It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and a very good morning to you. My name is Jim Thorne, and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program, of course, made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Well, this morning in the studio, our good friend Frazier Riddell, he comes by occasionally. He is the owner of Small Town Music in Canton, which you hear about often here on WIAB. He's also a terrific singer, songwriter, musician, producer, and a good friend. His website, smalltownmusic.com. And welcome back, Frazier. Good to see you.
Good morning, Jim. It's really good to be here, and thank you for your very kind words. I also would say the same about you as a radio man.
Well, thank you. That's unusual for a radio guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Hey, listen, before we get into the program, let me just kind of update our listeners on Tropical Storm Cristobal. Actually, it's a tropical depression right now, but it's finally beginning to move northward. From the southern Gulf up to north into the southern part of the our Gulf Coast anyway. The center of the storm still inland, but as of 4 a.m., but it's still moving. It's regaining strength and becoming a tropical storm. We'll do that by Saturday over the warmer Gulf waters. Landfall is expected by Monday just to the west of coastal Mississippi, and a flood watch continues through Tuesday for that area. Rain accumulations may reach near 10 inches in parts of the Mississippi Gulf Coast from 2 days through Tuesday. Now, other tropical impacts on Sunday and Monday could include strong winds, coastal flooding, or storm surge, depending on where Cristobal actually makes landfall. For central Mississippi, we'll continue to have a slight chance of showers today, but we'll start feeling the effects of Cristobal probably Sunday night on into the early part of the week. So there you go, Frazier.
All right.
Hey, listen, you making it okay during this coronavirus stuff?
Yes. Besides being at home a lot more and not being around people as much, we've fared okay.
Okay.
My wife has stayed close to home, and she was semi-retired anyway, so mm-hmm. that kind of worked out.
Mm-hmm.
My business had gotten to a point of being about 90% online, and I thought that would slow down. But to my surprise, because I had a pretty good inventory of just things, including just parts of old gear, mm-hmm. built up, and that has stayed steady.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of the people I'm around have even, like, my son's work has not been interrupted because of this, and so we haven't been affected, but I know a lot have.
Yeah.
I try to remember that, and every day in my prayers and my thoughts, it's like, because I know there are people that are hurting because of all this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things, and I want to emphasize this too now and on into the program, a way we can help the musician population is to by supporting them is to purchase their music if possible, if it's out there, you know. So.
Yeah, and nowadays it has gotten easier for the lesser-known small person to be able to get their music online. I mean, right. I've got a lot right. of my stuff is on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not that known, but yeah, I would say that if you know anybody, even if you're not crazy about what they do, if you like them as people and want to support them, you know, go buy their music anyway, or
yeah.
buy it to give to someone else,
mm-hmm.
because they're not, it's, you know, that has changed. The
yeah.
amount of playing has changed.
Yeah.
Even my playing at church has changed.
Sure.
We, you know, we got to just streaming services.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that here in just a moment.
Okay.
Let's do a song. You want to do that?
Sure.
Let's do that. You've got an album that's, less than a year old, Talking About Love?
Yeah, somewhere around a year.
Okay. Well, there's a tune I love on it. Well, I like all of them, really do, but this one is kind of put a grin on our faces. I think you'll like this. It's called...
We Need a Smile.
Here we go. Frazier Dell.
Smokers. Thank you.
If you got them 3 times, smoke them if you got them 5 times, smoke them if you got them 7 times, smoke them if you got them 11 times. 1 more.
Wow. Frazier Adele, that's from the album Talking About Love. How can people get the album, Frazier?
That one is at iTunes. Mm-hmm. So at iTunes, normally you can search, if you can't spell Frazier Adele, you can search Beer and Jesus, because there's not that many songs related to that. And that's a song from mine from years ago that's been one of the more popular ones. Mm. Or my website, smalltownmusic.com.
Got it.
And I got a link there to, you know, just a page with my music. And I've got a link to CD Baby and a link to iTunes from there. And on Facebook, I've just started a music page, which I just never had done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm going to try to keep that try to post things on a somewhat regular basis.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out. Frazier Riddell, our very special guest in studio. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour, and the show is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Lots more on the way. It's 19 minutes after 8. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour. Our very special guest in studio, Frazier Riddell from Canton, Mississippi, the owner of Small Town Music. And Frazier, just to kind of go back to your website, I was looking at your website, and you've got a Gretsch Chet Atkins hollow body guitar and an Epiphone Coronet electric guitar for sale. How can you part with those?
What do I have there?
It was a Gretsch Chet Atkins hollow body guitar.
Yeah, I think you're seeing an older post, though.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, that's an older post. That is not... Listen, Jim, I have gotten rid of things over the years I really wish I still had. I mean, I can think of a few pieces I wish I still had.
What's the number one piece?
Oh, it would probably be saxophone pops to my mind, because at one point I actually had a Selmer Barry sax with a low A, and that thing was just awesome.
You're a sax player.
I still play a little bit of saxophone. Yeah. And that was so awesome, but I couldn't hang on to it. You know, there's no way I could. And so that one pops in mind. And, you know, I had a 65 or 6 Mustang by Fender guitar. One time.
Yeah.
And it just had a vibe and a feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I still had that.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to really ponder that.
But. Well, you've got a tough job. Letting go. Hey, you were talking off the air about church. You're involved in your church. And.
Yeah,
your music and all that. How's that going?
Well, we did like lots of churches did. You know, gosh, when we first shut down, it was like nobody knew what was going on. So basically it was just no church.
Right.
No mass. Mm-hmm. And then we got up and going and started streaming
mm-hmm.
online. And but it's limited to just Father Mike, and he's the only one on screen in the streaming of this. And then I'm off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the only two there.
Yeah, wow.
And so we've done that, and this weekend will be our first real test run with people calling in with the to reserve and say they're coming.
Yeah.
Because we want to be a good example of reopening
mm-hmm.
and be sure that if anything happens, if someone comes up with coronavirus, that we know who was around them.
Right.
But we're spacing. I mean,
what church now?
This is Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Canton.
Yeah.
So the way we've marked out the church, skipping every two pews, we're only going to be able to fit probably a fourth of what we normally can. But, you know, there's a lot of people that won't come back, and they're being encouraged that you can stay at home.
Right.
God is not going to be mad at you if you don't come to church right now, because you need to do what you feel is right, especially if you're older, especially if you have a condition.
Exactly, yeah. A lot of churches are in that same category and doing the same thing that you're talking about.
Right, like yours.
Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, let's do a song. This is something that you brought with you today. You want to talk about this Soul of the Circle?
Well, Soul of the Circle, it's the title was, I think, White Lightning at one point, and then Like Lightning. This one went around a lot, and when I played it acoustically and even got together with Chris Hall and MT, Mike Thorne, a drummer and a bass player, and just kind of demoed this up a little bit with them first, then I went into the studio. I really had fun with this one. And Soul of the Circle, which is in the song, that developed into the title over time. And it's just kind of a yin and yang song. When I described it on a video I did, I was talking about how there's so much gray nowadays that we've sort of, with all of our definition of sin, it seems like we've lost what it really is.
Mm.
And because man cannot define it very well, but he does it anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's enjoy. This is a Soul of the Circle, Frazier Riddell.
It's like lightning. Strike, but there is no sound. Then the thunder comes to remind me the rain's gonna fall all over this land. I try to find other ways to get to you, but my reception is bad and I can't get through. I need to hear your voice, but for now this faint inside will be my guide to show me what is true. Suddenly the colors fade into the background, leaving only black and white, drawing us a pathway carved in condemnation, carousels of wrong and right. I'm in the black soul of the circle.